Hi, and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty, and welcome to another show. So don't forget to subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to on Spotify or iTunes. Just push the subscribe button and you'll be able to get the latest episode straight into your notifications. So who do we have today? Oh, this guy is... we've been chatting for quite some time now. And John, seeing John, you know, what he's been doing out in the industry is absolutely phenomenal, not just on the business side, but on the customer service side. And I'm really proud and honored to have him as a guest today. So let's introduce him. John Sapero from Platinum Realty. If you go over to platinumrealty.au, John's been a real estate principal for over 2 decades now and focused on customer service. So we're going to unpack that a little bit more with John today. Mate, truly an honor and a privilege to be with you today and on the show. Mate, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, James. How are you? Great to catch up with you and obviously have a good chat. Yeah.
Mate, love it, love it. So 2 decades, right? You've would have seen some massive changes over the industry, you know, in that time frame. But what made you want to get into real estate in the first place?
James, that's a really good question. I come from an aviation background, so very service orientated. And when ANZIIT collapsed in 2000, I decided to have a think about what it was that I wanted to do. So I tried a bit of futures trading, which is a little bit different to stock trading. Futures trading is a little bit like trading, you know, on a tightrope with no safety net underneath you, and that was quite challenging and interesting. But what I discovered was that over the year that I did it for, that I am really a people's person, not sitting behind a computer and waiting for things to happen. So that then led me on to thinking, okay, what do I enjoy? What am I really passionate about? What is this? What's it all about, basically? And that steered me into real estate. So that was really the, you know, genuinely honest reason why I did it. And I can genuinely say up until now, and I mean, it's going on to 23 years now, I still wake up with a drive similar to the day that I started. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. I love it. And what I would imagine from that is that those ANZIIT days, because it's around customer service driven, you would have taken a lot of that in the aviation days into the business now. And I think that's what really separates you and makes you different from so many other principals and directors out there, is the focus on customer service. So, like, talk to me about that. Why is that such a driver for you and so important for you within your business?
I think it's fair to say that I have a little bit of a different approach to leadership and owning a business. I have a mindset or a philosophy that people don't work for me, they work with me. And I find that no matter what I encounter in life, whether it's someone's success or failure, I try to put myself in their shoes to see exactly what it is that they're experiencing in order to try and help them. And when you do that, it's really an interesting experience, you know. I to a great degree, James, I wish real estate was like being a tennis player or a golf player. It is very much a one-man sport. So in other words, if you don't make it happen, it's not going to happen. However, how do you judge someone's performance? I tell you something quite interesting. I get calls from a mob called Rate My Agent. And I tell you, I'm not anti it or I'm not for it. But you tell me, how can you possibly rate an agent seriously? Now, let's think about that for 1 second. Seriously. So someone maybe the hotshot seller in Sydney on the North Shore and sells $10 billion a week. Do you think that makes that person a good agent? I don't think so. I actually think there's a lot more involved than what the public understand about the business. And like every occupation, there's less than 0.01% that actually really love what they do. And the key in life is finding those people, whether they're a plumber, whether they're a garbage collector, whether they're a real estate agent. And that is not an easy thing to do. So, yeah, so I'm not sure that I've really answered your question.
No, I just want to... Totally did. And I just want to grab something from that, because we've had some great chats in the past around the ability to, you know, and as you said, the difference of your leadership style is the ability to work on yourself as a leader and really, you know, develop that, you know, that personal development within, so you can therefore help others. Do you want to talk to me about, you know, what have you learned around that process?
Well, I think it's fair for me to say that someone that's been on the planet now for, you know, over 60 years, I've pretty much devoured every conceivable bit of information there is out there from, I don't know, call it from, you know, Tom Watson, call it from Anthony, you know, what's, I can't even remember his name now, Anthony Robbins, all these sorts of guys, yeah, all right, and everyone has their take and their, the way that they come across, you know, all the TED Talks and all that sort of stuff. At the end of the day, I really believe that we're all souls. And if you treat each other with respect and put yourself in other people's shoes and try to walk a path where, you know, and I guess we're all, everyone's biased and, you know, and we're all opinionated and everything. But at the end of the day, you have this inner guidance system that tells you with whatever it is that you're undertaking. I think one of the greatest lines I've ever heard in life from all these guys is, every action that you take is a vote in the direction of the person you want to become. Now, that's a pretty powerful saying.
Ooh, okay. I love that.
Not sure if you've heard of that one, but I try to live my life like I've got a camera on my shoulder. Now, that's an interesting way of looking at the world, believe me. So that means that you're basically being observed every minute of the day. And I tell you, I bet you your behavior and your actions change.
Oh, I love those two pieces. I love those two pieces of having that camera on the shoulder. And so, you know, and this is where you question your behavior, your thinking, your values and all that kind of stuff, which is awesome. But then also the ability to, I guess, continue to learn and continually to work on yourself as a person, as a leader, as an agent, as a, you know, whatever you're into that part of your career. With that, you know, understanding and awareness, where do you seeing at the moment, you know, in the area that you're and the lenses that you've got on, where are you seeing the real estate industry and the real estate market at the moment?
It's interesting. I've watched the business change in phases, and I think what really has changed a lot in the business is not only the technology side of it, you know, with automations and all of the improvements. And I used to use that as a real point of difference. I've always been very, like, from the day that, you know, Bill Gates started and went out and bought the DOS system to start computers, I've always prided myself on understanding and learning all the, you know, cutting edge stuff. But at the end of the day, I got it so wrong, James. I mean this, right? What I realized was I lost my way in terms of understanding that people just want to deal with real people that actually do the right thing, care for each other. And you know, we're all looking for an edge. We're all looking for, you know, as you know, there's only several ways to win business, and that is, you know, undercutting on price. You know, I'm the sexiest and most, you know, best looking agent on the planet, right? The other one is I'm the most tech savvy on the planet, and I've got systems that's going to run circles around everyone in town, right? What I'm striving for, and it is challenging because I think social media is a good tool, but if it's not used correctly, it's like every tool on the planet, it can backfire on you in a huge way. I've always strived for relationships and genuine relationships, in other words, not just business relationships, but in a caring manner. And that's really hard to do when you've got a huge circle of people to look after, you know? So But yeah, so the way I see things moving forward, I think technology is very good, but social media, if it's not used correctly, it can be seen as though you're, you know what I mean? You're sort of blowing wind out of your, you know what? You know what I mean? And so I like to use social media for the basic stuff of connecting with people and stuff like that, but not in a show-off way, you know what I mean? In providing some information or benefit to people that they can actually use, which is easier said than done, by the way.
Very true, right? Very true. And just on that, like it's really interesting what you've just said. You know, we had a great interview just last week with one of the top account performing managers in domain, which we'll dropping over the next week or so. And even with all the, you know, the hundreds of thousands and even the millions of dollars they put in technology, it still comes back to the key word that you've just mentioned there is relationships. You know, you can have your social media, you can have your AI, you can have all that, but at the end of the day, it still comes back to your relationships with yourself, relationships with your staff, relationships with your clients. It's just that, you know, that I like to call it the eyeball to eyeball, the belly to belly approach, where it's just like you're building that relationships.
Now it's interesting. You touched on AI, and obviously that's going to be an interesting development, you know, into the future. And I think AI can play a role in real estate again, but I still think the human touch. I call it. Look, you can either have digital or you can have analog. All right, and I think a combination of both works very well. But I don't want to sound like an old fart here. You know what I mean? Like analog still works, and door knocking still works in a very effective way. And I'm not saying that against, you know, you get on YouTube and there's all these young guns out there saying, you know, that door knocking's dead and you know, people don't want to be interrupted and stuff like that. Well, there's always two types of people out there in society, right? There's people that are in real estate mode. So they want to talk to you and you know, they see you as the trustworthy person that you know, is the person, the go-to person. Or then there's people that just aren't in real estate mode. And I understand that. So when I knock on someone's door, if that's the way they are, I say, thank you very much. The objective here today is to meet you only. And that's it. So, but don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, phone calls and, you know, everyone lead. Look, at the end of the day, this is an interesting concept, and I'm sure you're aware of this, right? But everybody thinks they're a dentist. Everybody thinks they're a solicitor. Everybody thinks McDonald's doesn't need more leads. You know what everyone's in, James? I tell you what everyone's in. Everybody is in the lead generation business. Whether they know it or not, it doesn't matter. Right. Everybody, you could have the best product, the best, you could be Apple, right? And have the best of whatever. As we both know, that's, you know, that's what they think and they do. And sure, they're very polished at it. But if you don't have any leads, anyone to service, anyone, any clients out there, then you've got nothing. True. We're all in the lead generation business. And the way that you go about doing that is the challenge. Yep. You know, that is the challenge.
Yeah, big time. So taking that challenge piece, right? Where do you know, and it could be lead generation from others in the industry. And you know, you've spoken to many different people within the industry. What are you noticing is potentially some of the biggest fears and frustrations for other principals and directors out there at the moment?
I think the biggest challenge that principals, business owners in general have is the way that things are going in terms of these providers out there, like One Agency, what is the other one, At Realty, all these other guys, right? What they're doing is they're saying, listen, okay, you know, you take your 90% of the cut, this and that. What people don't understand is we are social creatures and we need each other to support each other. And the people, the vibration in an office is so critical to someone's success. And these guys are giving you a much larger cut of the pie for a reason. You are out there rowing your own canoe, whether you like it or not. right? And I'll tell you something about life. No one, it doesn't matter who you are, not even, I don't even think the old JC himself, Jesus Christ, right, can do it on his own, okay? Yeah. We all need each other to work harmoniously, but that is a real problem when you've got people that, you know, that think they're superior to others in an office environment. This is where the culture that I've tried to create is one of support and caring. And we're all here, and I get it, you know, don't get me wrong, I only have three salespeople involved in my business, and that alone, and it seems to work very, very, you know, very well at the moment, but I'm sure as it, you know, as it grows, that's going to become more challenging. But I really think the key to life is to find harmonious minds in similar vibration, get involved with each other, and you know, and help each other and support each other. So getting back to what I was saying, you know, you can get a larger cut of the pie and businesses or offices, it's almost hardly worth having an office these days, the way that real estate has gone, because, you know, you for you to provide all these services and everything for these people at a cut, like, you know, the old scale that used to be back when I first started in, and, you know, I owned a Raywide office and all that sort of stuff. It was all like doable, but now everything is getting cut and it is getting harder and harder. However, if you align yourself with good people and, you know, you remunerate people or set up a structure that is fair, then it's fine. It's absolutely, I really enjoy it. Running my own business, it's very challenging. You know, I'm growing the rent roll, and that's been a real challenge for, I think, principals and leaders in general. I have to have a fundamental asset, and the rent roll is a huge. And you know, you speak to people, and they say to you, "Oh my God, I don't want to know anything about rentals." Well, to me, it's the best business on the planet to have, because what you're doing is you are helping people in managing assets, right? And sure, there are challenges, but if you're fair and you do things in a proper manner, then it's just the most amazing business. Seriously,
so true. So John, I'm intrigued. What's some exciting things coming up on your plate? Have you got any exciting projects that you're working on?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've just recently acquired a small parcel of for my rent roll that I'm actually integrating at the moment, and that in itself has some challenges because it just takes a while to do that. And my goal is to probably get hopefully another two or three good people that want to you know, join us and work in the sales area. I have the structure, and what I have is, I really believe, because I mean, I've been quite fortunate to have owned about four franchise businesses. I think I have a structure and a business model that is totally suitable for someone that wants to run their own business, and whether they need any support or help in any area, I have an open door policy. I don't even, do you know what I mean? To me, people just walk, my staff just walk in and out all the time. We're talking all the time on the phone. So to offer someone that sort of a setup is what my goal is. And I have already three people that I've got under that structure, that, and it's working really well.
That's
really
fantastic.
Well.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, John, we have a little 60 seconds get to know you quick quiz. These are questions to find out a little bit more about yourself. So are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go. Okay. What's your favorite movie?
Okay, look, you're going to laugh because you won't even know this movie. It's going to show how old I am, right? And it's one that's always stuck with me. I'll add this, that anything that is a true story, I love mostly, okay? True stories that have some substance and a bit of character, I love. But look, there's a movie called The Guns of Navarre, and you would have never heard about it, James, but it's it's an old war movie, and okay. I love it, okay?
Yeah. I love it. All right, cool. What's your favorite food?
I'd have to say good, like, fish with vegetables. So just pretty simple, really. Nothing too flash, you know, like barramundi with a nice sauce. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds delicious. Healthy stuff. What about the favorite holiday destination?
You know, I've been very fortunate to have done laps and laps of the globe. And this is going to sound like a bit of a cop-out, but I live on the Gold Coast for a reason. And I just don't think it gets any better than here. But I do want to go to Alaska and do a trip around that side of the world up there. And I will do that in the not too distant future. But I've been fortunate to been to hunt loads of countries on the planet. I don't find anything like the Gold Coast and the beaches here. Seriously.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So true. So true. What's your morning routine?
Quite simple. I wake up in the morning. Usually I do what's called a self-analysis. It's interesting. I'm a little bit different to a lot of people. So I give myself a rating on the day based on what I did the night before. Usually I get around a 7 to an 8 and I judge my performance for that day. And then I set myself a little bit of a 10-minute close the eyes and just do a self, you know, just basically listen to my breathing, in all honesty. And then this is a must do. I have to have a really nice breakfast. And that would involve oats and porridge and you know, and some nice additions to that. So, and then I just focus on who do I need to help today? There you go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What about, do you have an evening routine?
I do. In the evening, I like to wind down and I listen to a couple of nice audio tapes. One specifically is called Success, which is amazing. And it just puts you into a mindset. And I do this probably about 15 to 20 minutes before I go to sleep. The problem is that when you're married, things don't always go to plan, all right? Because I've got to massage my wife's feet, all right?
Love it. I love it.
There's a lot of guys out there that'll want to headbutt me now.
No, totally fine. Totally fine. If you could choose 5 inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
Now that's great. That is a great question, seriously. I would have to say, and you know what? This is almost sounds like a bit of a cop-out, but I think everybody's a guru. All right, I really do. So if it could be, one of them would definitely be my wife. The other guy, one would be maybe Nelson Mandela.
Yep.
All right. And then do you know what? In all honesty, I don't know. There's a hell of a lot of people. Look, I've now listened to the life and upbringing of Warren Buffett, and he's always been a real idol of mine, but I don't know. That's changed a little bit, James. I'll tell you something interesting. Some stuff that I listened to lately. And see, I'm all for good business practices and having a business mouse about you. But I don't like people that are too full on, you know. I'll tell you what would be interesting to have just for a short while, and that would be Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch. I'd like to spend 10 minutes just having a chat to Rupert, I reckon. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. All right, fantastic. And if you were Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
Oh, now that is a brilliant question, James. That is a brilliant question and a really difficult question to answer just off cuff. But I would say to him to have a serious look at how the government could support people to, well, obviously jobs is a huge one, you know, but, James, I'm really stuck on that one. Seriously, I should answer that really quickly, but to me, jobs and being able to give people a go, I really believe, and look, I'm from a Spanish background. There's no country on this planet. I swear to you, I forgot to tell you, my morning ritual, I do salute to the sun, and I promise you, I kiss the ground, all right? Beautiful. There's no country like Australia. It is. Yeah. I'm probably more, what's the word, than most Aussies that are born here, okay? Patriotic about this country, seriously, all right? Yeah, to me, there's nothing like Australia. It's just not that I've seen it.
Yeah, so true, so true. So how can the audience get in touch with you?
Look, and I mean this, I'm always available on my mobile. In actual fact, that's, you know what, the little things in life are the most important things in life, right? And believe me, no matter how busy I am, and I'm a busy guy, all right, I answer my mobile or even my email on john@platinumrealty.au. Really simple. And I'm happy to give of my time. I believe that the planet is a circle for a reason, And it, whatever you give out tends to come back to you, whether it's good or negative.
Lovely. Yeah. John, on that note, really appreciate it. Check it out, platinumrealty.au. John, really appreciate your time, your words of wisdom, and your energy. Oh, mate, it's a breath of inspiration. So thank you once again for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much, James. And I think what you're doing is amazing, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. All right. Have a great day and take care.